I know that I was meant to be here and do this part of our journey together with God, with you. If I thought, oh, no, it's only going to be 2 years, I might not have come initially. I thought, because I came here thinking this is where I'm going to retire. But God has other plans and circumstances change. But I know that this was God's timing. I know that God was in this. I know he's done things in us and in and through the church as well. There's no doubt about it. And I'm not saying, oh, I came here and I changed things and they're better. God's done some things. There's been some great times. There's been some challenging times. There's been some unknown times. But, I know that this has been a God-appointed time, and I feel really good. It's so good to be able to leave a place knowing that I can come back any time and there's no hard feelings. I'm not the pastor that, oh, no, he's back kind of thing. But there are two songs which come to my mind at times such as these. Always, and I sing them when I'm at this situation. And the first one will have some expressions of what we can relate to as believers, and I always sing the first few lines. But it more reflects self-achievements of someone who did things their own way. So it's got some truths in there that we can relate to, but it doesn't finish off well. Whilst the second song I'm going to refer to in a moment seems to have been written to counteract the first one, to put things in the right perspective for someone who did things trusting God and all for his glory. The first song that comes to my mind is this. And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. Nothing I could do that. I love Elvis's version. Oh, the king. Elvis is alive. His I love Elvis. And the song goes, my friend, I'll make it clear. I state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I've traveled each and every highway. And more, much more than that, I did it my way. Now, that's a little bit, that's okay. That's somebody that's doing it their way. And then he says, regrets, I've had a few. Hang on, I better change it. But then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do. I saw it through without exception. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than that, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. I could relate to that. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spat it out. I faced it all and stood tall and did it my way. Yeah, this is a little bit unsettling for what is man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not. Ooh. Not to say the things that he truly feels, and not the words of someone who kneels. Let the record show, I took the blow and did it my way. Now, that last phrase of that song seems to express that not only did he do it his way, but totally independent from God. There's some truths in there. Like, the first lines, I say, now the end is near. I always think, wow, I can relate to that. But this is someone that did it independent from God. It's a sad, lonely end. It's not a happy ending, but yet it's about finishing and relying on self, not praying at all, not relying on God. But there's another song which seems to have the same structure and melody. Actually, the melody is very similar to it and puts things in the right perspective of when we live a life of faith. The first song is called My Way. The second song starts with My as well, but it's called My Tribute. So there's My Way and My Tribute. And when I look back at these last 2 years, considering the many joys, we've had some great... Hey, come on. Who can say... Listen, I'll say this humbly. You're going to have a hard time finding a pastor that makes you laugh as much as me. Hey? Most of them are so boring and drained out. Come on, don't roll your eyes out on me. It's my last day. I can say whatever I want. They're not all boring. There's some great, great pastors who put you to sleep for 45 minutes. But But listen, you see what I mean? I can't be serious even when I'm feeling sad. But we've had some laughs, haven't we? And yet we've had some laughs exploring some great truths. I've never taken away the truth for the laughs. In fact, my theory is, someone taught me, get people to laugh and when they got their mouth open, you shove some truth down their throat. That's exactly what I do. People relax when they're laughing. And then you hit them with the gospel right between the eyes and whang. And they accept it. And that's beautiful. We've had some joys. We saw so many people make a decision for the Lord. I mean, where's Ray Webb? Ray, just put up your hand. There's Ray Webb. What an amazing testimony he shared here. What an amazing man of God. Great, great things. God's not finished with you yet, Ray. God's not finished with you. Amen. There's many, many more here who have made commitments to God, and it's that thrills me more than anything. You know, there's been, can I talk about the baptisms? Weren't they just fantastic moments? Wasn't that just the church being the church in the book of Acts? Wasn't it great to be present and be part of what the Holy Spirit was doing? I love those baptisms. You know, especially last week, especially when you're not sure how the Holy Spirit's going to move. And you've got to be ready to take risks. Because you could say, well, what about if you open it up like that, Sandro, and the wrong person gets baptized? Well, what about if we don't open it up and we miss out on the right person getting baptized? So we got to take risks, but what an amazing time that was. There's been some challenges. My goodness, I mean, the leadership team know all about the challenges we go through. We get up here on Sunday morning, smile, and my goodness, and you have no idea sometimes what's gone on through the week. I mean, Ross can tell you some stories. He's still smiling, but there's been some great times, there's been some great accomplishments, there's been some challenges. What a great privilege it was to dedicate some babies and see people, you know, enjoying the privilege of becoming parents, becoming a family. Also had the privilege of the sadness as well of saying goodbye to some beautiful people who have gone on to be with the Lord. So we know where they are, we're happy, but, you know, seeing a... saying goodbye to June, who I only met once or twice before, and Virginia, and of course, Ron Cook. That was probably one of the hardest ones. It was totally unexpected. And talking to Judy this morning, where are you, Judy? There she is, and the Lord's with her, and she knows, she has felt and sensed God's presence with her, and she looks amazing. And I think, wow, I don't know how you say, do you realize that today is a year and 1 week since we did his service here, his funeral service here, a year and 1 week. Wow, it's amazing. And you know, we weep with those who weep, we rejoice with those who rejoice, and there's been 2 years of such a beautiful time of weeping and rejoicing, and I can honestly see God's hand through it all. But the best way I can express my gratitude is with the second song I'm referring to, which sounds a lot like the first one, and it's my tribute. And the melody's similar, and it says, how can I say thanks? And I'll call the band to come up. For all the things you've done for me, things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude, all that I am and ever hope to be. I owe it all to thee. And then instead of saying, I did it my way, he says, to God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things he has done. With his blood he has saved me. With his power he has raised me. To God be the glory for the things he has done. And he says, just let me live my life and let it be pleasing, Lord, to thee. Not my way, but your way. And then he says, should I gain any praise, let it go to Calvary. I'm going to conclude and leave you now with two quotes from one movie, the same movie, The Terminator. Hasta la vista, baby, and I'll be back.